Joining us is Brad Davidson. Dave, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, mate. And the news last night, the great Glenn Boss retiring tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly right. Came on pretty quick, didn't it, guys? And I know, obviously, Bossy said he's been thinking about it for a while, but I think he surprised a lot of people with that news last night. But he'll look to end that career with a fairy tale win there aboard Spanish Mission in the Zipping Classic at Caulfield tomorrow. So, I mean, tremendous career, guys. 90 Group 1s, so it was a 4 Cox Plate, 3 Melbourne Cups. And, you know, we know he's been renowned, hasn't he, for his performances in Group 1 races. He just seems to be able to find another level on the big days. And, you know, right throughout his career, he's been linked with so many great horses. And one thing that's worked so well for him over so many years is being able to ride so light. So he's been able to get on those young three-year-olds and horses like that in those handicap races at light weights and get on those right rides and obviously been able to get them home. So tremendous effort, 90 Group 1s. What a career it's been. And yeah, it'd be amazing if he was able to go out on a high there tomorrow at Caulfield. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, fingers crossed for a fairy tale finish. But obviously, you just said that you know, he just didn't feel fully invested anymore, and he promised himself once he got to that point that he would pull the pin. And I think, you know, that's a great thing, because you know, a lot of you know, people go on for a long time, and that's fine too, because you know, if you enjoy it, then keep on going. But at the same time, if you're happy to sort of pull up stumps when you don't feel you're 100% invested, I think that's fair enough too. And we wish Boshy all the best. What's next for him? I think he'd be destined for a bit of a media career, guys. You would think, you know, he's always somebody who's had an opinion, and we need more of that in the racing game. So we'll see what happens next. But yeah, well, good luck to him tomorrow there on his last day.
Did he have one particular strength as a jockey that stood out, Davo? And is there a ride or a moment that stands out to you?
Oh, well, look, I mean, you know, his Melbourne Cup successes, I mean, on Maccabi Diva, that's got to go down for me as definitely he sort of, you know, main or biggest shining moment. But there's been so many over a number of times. Like I said, I think it's his ability to be able to get down to those weights. He had such an advantage over so many riders in that respect, in that, you know, he was able to position himself to get all those rides. And it's just his ability to rise to that next level on grand final days, on Group 1s, you know, that Group 1 Glenn Boss. And that was the key. He was able to get the job done on the big days and link up with those you know, mighty horses. And, yeah, I mean, I can't go past his partnership with the great mare. And, yeah, I mean, you know, to win 4 Cox Plates as well, I mean, that's amazing. And, yeah, he's just a tremendous rider over so many years.
Davo, where are we at with Canterbury tonight, buddy?
Yeah, Clarky, look, it's a heavy 10 at the moment. A track inspection to take place at 11 a.m. So, I mean, I had a look at the forecast today, and the breakdown of hour by hour forecast is basically saying 100% chance of rain every hour until about 9 p.m. tonight. So, I'm thinking we're in a bit of trouble for Canterbury tonight. You know, a lot of times we do say that, and they somehow find a way and meetings stay on, but yeah, you have to think we're in a bit of strife, I think, tonight. So, you know, fingers crossed for the club and that it does go ahead. But, yeah, the forecast looks very nasty for today.
Now, Crone's out of retirement.
Yes. So we'll get to see the great mare again. She's obviously done some tremendous things in Sydney. We saw earlier this year. She loves a wet track as well. So good to see her back, and we'll get to see her racing on a bit longer as well. So she's been a very good mare up in Queensland, but able to come down to Sydney and get the job done too. So it'd be good to see her, and a terrific turn of foot, and she'll be one that punters will be looking after some time yet.
What's your best tomorrow, and have you got anything at value?
Yeah, look, it's a Festival Stakes, the feature there tomorrow. I've gone with race 3, number 4, Rebel Rama, as the best there tomorrow. I'm just waiting to see how wet it's going to be. Are we going to be on a heavy 8, heavy 9, or is it going to be absolutely bottomless heavy 10? If it's not a bottomless heavy 10, I think Order Again will run a huge race in the Festival Stakes. He's always got a really good fresh record. He just doesn't want an absolute bottomless track, but he finds James McDonald, and he's a horse that, as I said, he puts in a really good run fresh. He developed a bit of consistency last time in as well. So that's race 8, number 3 order, again, around $10. But I've gone the safe way at the moment with Rebel Rama as the best. It's one that's going to get through the conditions where the main danger in that race, Jazzland at $4.80, well, it's one who doesn't want it wet. And I'm predicting a proper heavy track there tomorrow, considering how much rain we've got today. And that's probably going to continue there tomorrow morning as well. So race 3, number 4, the best. But look, we'll put a full preview up on the Sky Racing website tomorrow at around 11:30 a.m. for anyone interested, because there will probably be plenty of scratchings in the morning. And also we'll get a better idea of what the track is and just how wet we're dealing with tomorrow.
Yeah, Rebel Rama, so $3.70 in favourite in that race we tab. And we had Josh ring earlier giving that a good push as well. And just for the sake of Loz's multi, in race 5, Irish Angel to run a place, Davo, give it strength.
Yeah, I think it's the clear danger to Bacchanalia, who does look very hard to beat. Obviously, Bacchanalia is in at Canterbury tonight as well, but you would think with that meeting in doubt, it'll go around tomorrow. So I thought it was a clear danger though, Loz. So I definitely think it's going to run on into a place there. She's got some great fresh record, fresh form, and she's got some good wet form as well. So nice turn of foot. Expect her to just settle back in the midfield or a little bit worse, but she'll be attacking the line. And I've got a second pick, so I think she'll run a drum for you.
Good on you, mate. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.